Duran and produced by James Parkin. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock and now Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello. A programme of contrast this week as we preview jazz at this year's Brighton Festival that runs from the 5th to the 27th of May. Dennis Rollins in the background. We'll talk to him and a bit of hip-hop from Balogi. And across the Steinways, John Turvill and Takana Miyamoto play at the Pizza Express in Dean Street in London. Well, it's quite a short programme today and there's plenty of great music to play, so let's kick off with something from highly regarded saxophonist Paul Booth, whose recent CD is a concept album of using three trios on the recording to play three pieces each. All this was conceived after Paul had turned the ripe old age of 33 and started seeing the number three everywhere. Last July, Paul launched Trilateral, and here's the track featuring Phil Robson on guitar and Andriano Aduali on percussion, and it's Nick Drake's 3 Hours.
Thank you.
Out on Pathway Records, that was the track by Nick Drake called 3 Hours, taken from the CD Trilateral, with Paul Booth on tenor sax, Phil Robson on guitar and Andriano Adewale on percussion. The two other trios that make up the lineup on this CD are Clarence Penn on drums with Matt Brewer on bass and Ross Stanley on Hammond B3 organ and Andrew Bain on drums. And you can hear Paul play with Stan Tracy on April the 28th at the Bull's Head in Barnes. The Brighton Festival runs from the 5th to the 27th of May, and as ever, the programme is rich with texture and inventiveness. We're going to talk to two of the musicians appearing at the festival, and first on the line from his hometown in Doncaster is trombonist Dennis Rollins, who plays on the 7th of May. Hello, Dennis.
Good to be here on Jazz Lineup.
Thank you very much. Obviously, you're very excited about going from Doncaster to Brighton, my hometown. Are you ready for all the excitement?
Well, every time I come to Brighton, it's such a great buzz. Yes, I absolutely am.
Yes, I think you should move down. I really do. It's a lovely place to be. And this year's festival, absolutely brilliant. Lots of diverse and different music. And of course, you're going to be there with your band, which is actually organ-based now.
I've wanted to do an acoustic project for a long time. I've been doing a lot of the electric funk stuff for about 10 years, and it was just time. So looking at the numbers, I decided to go for a trio, and something very different is the organ. I just basically recruited a great musician in the name of Mr. Ross Stanley.
And I heard him play piano, but I didn't know he played the organ.
He's quite incredible. I mean, he has all the flavors of Jimmy Smith, a very strong flavor of Larry Young and all the greats, so he can do it all. So we have Ross Stanley, and we have a great young Portuguese drummer by the name of Pedro Segundo. Absolutely
good name.
Yes, and he's an animal drummer. He really is a great drummer.
An animal drummer. So did you meet them from the scene? I mean, you must have known Ross over the years, but is this drummer new to our shores?
Yes, he is. He's just completed his studies at the Guildhall with distinction in classical percussion. Can you believe in classical percussion? Yeah, so he's a great young voice on the scene.
So tell us about the set you're going to do at Brighton. Is it all going to be from your 11th Gate album?
It is. And a lot of the flavours on the album are a sort of jazz fused with funk. There are some funk flavors. There are a lot of blues flavors. But the essence is straight ahead. We also have a flavor of samba.
Yes, I think we're going to play one of the tracks, Samba Galactica, a little bit later on. But now, you've been described as the most exciting British trombonist for decades. I mean, that's pretty good, isn't it? How are you feeling about that? I mean, you're really established now as really doing something different with the instrument. And how's that sit with you?
Well, you know, I mean, it's sort of, we do what we do, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do something different. I'm trying to sort of put the trombone in different combinations, trying to give it different voices. Within the trio, I actually use some electronics. I use a few effects pedals, not to be used globally, but just to give little tinges of something different.
Tell me what they do. What do they do?
Well, I use harmonizers in places. I also use the harmonizers obviously gives me extra voices. So it tracks along with the trombone, gives me a few extra voices with certain different harmonies. Just twist it up that way. I also use Octadivider. This pedal sort of divides trombone pitch one octave lower. And so whatever I play, it tracks it an octave lower. And it really is a lot of fun. I experimented with one pedal and suddenly I've got like over 200. But I only carry about three or four on this gig, which I want the voice of the instrument to be predominantly acoustic. But I do feel that the flavours, the small flavours of the pedals really add to the overall texture.
Excellent. So tell us about the track we're about to play, the Velocity Trio and Samba Galactica.
Yes, Samba Galactica. It was influenced by, if you like, the music, actually, of Freddie Hubbard and Freddie Hubbard together with a producer named Don Sobeski. I love Don Sobeski's actual music production. It's kind of in your face. It's kind of really full in its in the musical arrangements as well that he did. The track that I was influenced from was called Free as a Bird, from one of Don Sobeski's albums. And this, I sort of got a flavour for this track from there.
Brilliant. Well, I hope I bump into you on the seafront in Brighton for a quick ice cream before you go down to the Commedia. And you're there on the 7th of May as part of the Brighton Festival 2012. Dennis Rollins, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And here is Dennis and the Velocity Trio with Samba Galactica from the current album, The 11th Gate. We'll be right back. Dennis Rollins and the Velocity Trio and Samba Galactica from his current album, The 11th Gate. We're talking about the Brighton Festival that runs from the 5th to the 27th of May. And on the line from Paris now is rapper Belugi, who plays the Dome on the 22nd of May. Hello, Belugi.
Hello.
Now, you're welcome to Jazz Lineup. You're going to be with guitarist Fatoumata, and you're bringing some jazz into the music of the Ivory Coast. Tell us about the music you'll be performing in Brighton.
It's going to be my second album called Kinshasa Succursale. So it's going to be like, let's say, some hip-hop with some traditional rumba and soukous influence in it. That's basically the project, and hope people will enjoy it.
Oh, I think so. I've been watching you on YouTube, and I'm from Brighton, and I know they will love you. They will absolutely love your music. Now, you've got a very wide appreciation of music, and I know, I mean, you love Nina Simone.
Yes, that's a good one.
What other influences from the sort of jazz side of things influence your musicianship?
Like 2 weeks, I'm playing the same records, and I know it sounds cliche, but it's a fantastic Billie Holiday record.
Very good.
And it's actually Lovers in Paris or something like that.
Very good.
I forget the name of this record, but it's just piano and vocal.
And I know you first listened to rap, I think,
you know,
your brother.
Gregory Porter?
Yes, Gregory Porter.
I'm playing a lot of Gregory Porter lately. The last album is really wonderful.
Yes. Be Good, it's called, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Be Good.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah. Are you still based in Belgium?
Yes.
So tell me about the scene in Belgium. Is it thriving?
Oh, depending which scene. I think the jazz scene is still really small and really for, let's say, really for the in crowd specialized into jazz.
Mm-hmm.
There was few people. I will mention Melanie DiBiaso. She's a great jazz singer, but struggling because it's a small market, because there is few outlets for them too.
And what about the rap scene? Is there a rap scene in Belgium?
I think it's the same. It's pretty small. I think Belgium is, most of the media, that mean audience, are more related to indie rock stuff or electronic music or the usual pop music that's everywhere on iTunes charts. But yeah, it's always, you know, small market. So the good thing for me, it's like, for example, it's just great to be on the phone with you and to play in Brighton, because everybody told me, no way you can get international by doing something mostly in French.
Belugi, let's just hear you in action for a second or two.
Sans fermer les paupières, guetter le témoin oculaire, enfoncer des verrous et des portes ouvertes, à me rapprocher de ma père. Réconciliant-moi, c'est rempleur de longue date qu'on laisse les stigmates sur mes mauvais choix.
You've led me nicely into my next question, which is about your lyrics. Some of them are very—they're very political, very heavy. I saw something on YouTube this morning that was, you know, almost a protest song with what's going on with some of the terrible situations in Africa. So, how do you gauge the set? Is it going to be some lighthearted and some serious stuff?
Yeah, it's a mix. It's a mix. That's the whole thing with our live set. It's like, it's really a mix by really some traditional Congolese stuff. You know, with we have on stage this amazing guitar player called Dizzy Monjeku. We play with. We grow up with this jazz and this Baby King and this Congolese scene from Franco and Tabule Rochereau. So, it's really into this scene.
And will you be wearing your bow tie? And looking smart.
Yeah, I will have my bow tie. That's for sure.
Very good.
I mean, at least for the first three songs, you know, then I get in.
Well, the Brighton Dome is a fantastic venue. It's the real, It's the best room, the best concert hall we have in Sussex, I think, and it's on the 22nd of May.
You put pressure on yourself now.
No,
I'm
no,
be
I
on
think
this stage
you're
gonna be like, hmm.
No,
I
it's
heard
fantastic
about you,
and they're gonna love you so. Balogi, thank you very much for joining us on
you're
Jazz
welcome.
Lineup, and all the very best for your concert
in thank
Brighton.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Balogi will be playing at the Brighton Dome as part of this year's Brighton Festival on the 22nd of May. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, online, on FM and on digital radio. On Tuesday night, across on Radio 2, it's Jamie Cullum. In the coming week, Jamie showcases his love for all types of jazz and music rooted in jazz, from its heritage to its future. This week, he's continuing to represent the best new music from around the world. I hope he checks out that feature we had on the Brighton Festival. And on Wednesdays between 7 and 9 p.m. on BBC Hereford and Worcester, John Hellings takes the mic with his jazz show, and we welcome John now to Jazz Lineup. Hi, John.
Hi, Claire.
So tell me, whereabouts does this actually go out? Because you cover quite a lot of ground with your jazz show, don't you?
Well, we do, actually. It goes out on BBC Radio Shropshire, BBC Radio Stoke, and BBC Hereford and Worcester. So it's a great old chunk of the Midlands, but of course we... by sort of otherwise get calls from surrounding areas. As I always say, when it talked about live jazz, it's all within travelable distance.
Very good. So is jazz your first love, John?
Yes.
Yes. And is it your choice of all the tracks, of things chosen by you,
no,
is it?
No.
Okay.
No, I well, it is, but I take advice from the numbers of people that I meet.
What about sort of pushing boundaries and getting new listeners in? How do you accommodate them?
Yes, we do look as well at some of the newer stuff that comes along, of course, and contemporary things that come along. But also the important thing, as far as I'm concerned, is the live jazz. We get a lot of people now who are sort of saying to us, well, look, can you publicise our gig?
Good, yes.
And that, to me, is important because it's all very well me playing records and CDs and goodness knows what in the studio. But if there ain't no live jazz, there's no musicians, and it would just die. So that, to me, is the most important thing, is getting that live jazz, getting people across to the live jazz and bums on seats.
But absolutely couldn't agree more. So tell us about the jazz around your area, gig-wise. I mean, and do you try and sort of play a track for whoever's playing locally to you to sort of publicise the gig? Where's near to you?
What we're interested in as well is the festival scene, because there are loads and loads of festivals, certainly in our area, because we've got... well, we've got newish festivals. For instance, there's one in a place called Titley, which is very near north Herefordshire, near the Welsh border. And it's a relatively new one. It's been going for 3 years. And it replaced the Appleby Jazz Festival.
Oh, of course, the Appleby, yes.
And Titley is sort of that festival. That goes for a few days, been going for a few years. But then, of course, you've got the Upton-on-Severn Jazz Festival, which has been going 25-plus years. You did just go on.
Yeah, you definitely are in a good position there.
Wonderful.
John, lovely to speak to you. Thank you very much, John Hellings.
Thank you, Claire.
Great to talk to you, John. That's John Hellings on BBC Hereford and Worcester, Wednesday nights between 7 and 9. Just some of the jazz on the BBC in the coming week. We end this week with our concert set, and what a way to end. We recorded this at the recent Steinway Piano Festival at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Dean Street, Soho, London, on the 16th of March. And tonight we're going to hear the excellent set from John Turville, who is on the right of your stereo image, and Takana Miyamoto on the left. Born in Japan, Miyamoto began playing the keyboard at age 4 and decided to become a composer when she was just 14. In 1998, she won the first place at the Randy Edmond Jazz Piano Competition and moved to New York City. She's now based herself in Atlanta. And our own John Turville. John is a composer as well as a trained classical and jazz pianist, and he currently directs the E17 Big Band. They both announce the tunes in the set, and they begin with the very popular Stella by Starlight.
Thank you very much. It's again a great privilege for me to be playing with you, Takano. It was beautiful for Frank Harrison, who's a mutual friend of ours, to introduce me to you. And it's been a great experience. And I think it's been a real dialogue, actually, between us musically. You know, we have such eclectic sort of tastes. So the next tune we're going to play is actually a Radiohead tune, which is very eclectic. There's a Radiohead fan here. This is my favourite Radiohead tune, actually. It's called Scatterbrain. It's from Hail to the Thief. And it just had a really beautiful chord change, as I thought, and it's something I really wanted to interpret in a jazz idiom. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Okay, you have been such a wonderful audience. Thank you so much. It's been such an honor and pleasure playing for you tonight. John Turville.
And please show your appreciation once more for Takana Miyamoto on piano.
Okay, we'd like to close our set with an original composition of mine that it's called It's All Up to You. Thank you.
It's All Up to You, an original composition by Takana Miyamoto and played by Takana Miyamoto and John Turville, recorded at this year's Steinway Piano Festival at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho in London in March of this year. In true piano duet fashion, they did switch around pianos for the last number, so Takana was on the right and John on the left. We go back to the Pizza Express in June to hear piano duets from Dina De La Rosa and Jeanette Mason as part of the same festival. Well, that's it for this week. Join me next week for a cracking concert from the UK-US guitarist Yannick Gwizdala, recorded at the Jazz Bar in Edinburgh very recently. Jazz on 3 tomorrow night is a saxophone double bill, Joe McPhee's Survival Unit recorded live, plus Marcus Roberts, who drops into the studio to record two exclusive tracks. Till next week from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. A recent concert now from Lugano, the Swiss-Italian Orchestra, Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana, conducted by Tomasz Netopil, and Mozart's Prague Symphony, one of his horn concertos, played on the flugelhorn by Sergei Nakaryakov. We'll also hear Nakaryakov in a piece by the French cornet virtuoso Arban. And to open here, the overture to Mozart's last opera, not the Magic Flute, but La Clemenza di Tito. I say last opera, I suppose it's a debatable point whether you reckon a composer's last opera is the one he begins last or the one he finishes last, but Mozart was already working on the Magic Flute when he got the commission for La Clemenza.